Meet the Mormons by Starla Auerkamp Butler. I'm not close to perfection, but I'm perfect in one thing. I'm perfect in trying. Bishnu Adhikari, humanitarian, featured in Meet the Mormons. God is the author of diversity, says Darius Gray in a new church-produced film entitled Meet the Mormons. Darius is a friend of Jermaine Sullivan, a bishop from Georgia, USA, who is featured in the film. Jermaine's story and those of five other Latter-day Saint families are highlighted in this moving documentary to be released in theaters on October 10th. Jermaine's wife, Kembe, said of the movie, "People get to see us as we really are. That was one of the things that I loved, that it stayed true to our family." The filmmakers searched the world and found six powerful examples of modern members of the church who, although their lives and interests are very different, are all doing their best to live the gospel, whether it be as a competitive kickboxer or a missionary mom. Each segment of the movie beautifully captures who the featured individuals are as members of the church in all their reality and humanity. These husbands and wives, fathers and mothers share their experiences as they try to balance faith and family with work, hobbies, and culture. The film shows that even though members of the church are very diverse, they are all part of a big family striving for the same goals. Viewers of advanced screenings have described the emotional power of the movie. From the first moment it started, I was laughing and I was in tears at times. I was moved. I thought, what an honest portrayal of what my life is really like. Others have spoken of the experience of seeing the different stories. It was awesome to see different walks of life around the whole world. I just guarantee you that anybody in the whole world could relate to at least one of those stories. It was really touching and really relatable because, again, these people are right around the corner. They're your next-door neighbor. It brings it all home. I can't wait to see it again. In addition to various places in the United States, Meet the Mormons takes viewers to Nepal, Costa Rica, Germany, and South Africa, providing an around-the-world look at families who meet their daily challenges with faith in Jesus Christ.
Sidebar: Diversity is a strength of the church. Some might say, I just don't fit in with you people in the church. If you could see into our hearts, you would probably find that you fit in better than you suppose. You might be surprised to find that we have yearnings and struggles and hopes similar to yours. Your background or upbringing might seem different from what you perceive in many Latter-day Saints, but that could be a blessing. Brothers and sisters, dear friends, we need your unique talents and perspectives. The diversity of persons and peoples all around the globe is a strength of this church. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Come join with us. Ensign, November 2013, page 23.
Note: In theaters near you. For the first time, a film produced by the church will be distributed to theaters. Meet the Mormons opens in the United States on October 10th, and the church will give net proceeds from the film directly to charity. After its theatrical release, the movie will be made available via other distribution platforms and in other countries. Visit meetthemormons.com to find information on where and when the movie will be playing and to see trailers. The wide distribution of the film means that many will have the opportunity to have a glimpse inside the lives of six ordinary Latter-day Saint families living their lives in an extraordinary way. End of the article. Meet the Mormons by Starla Auerkamp Butler. Read by Kristen Hawkins.